Cash is hard to come by for some people in the classical music world. 8 American orchestras have filed for bankruptcy in the last year. With classical concert attendance in decline, or at best holding steady, orchestras are considering new ways to attract an audience. One possibility is a high-tech device called the Concert Companion. NPR's Fred Child has more on this attempt to add to the musical experience.
The idea is this. You're sitting in the darkened concert hall, the orchestra is playing, and you're holding a small computer screen, a personal digital assistant, or PDA. As the music plays, your PDA is updating you with information about what you're hearing. It's a running musical commentary in real time. Roland Valliere, the creator of the Concert Companion, thinks the idea will appeal to people who find classical music more daunting than technology.
It's a way to utilize technology as a tool to enhance the concert experience, mainly to attract new listeners to come and attend concerts, much like audio guides do in the museum world.
Valliere was executive director of the Kansas City Symphony until the summer of 2002. He came up with the idea for the Concert Companion. He hired Robert Winter to write the commentary. Winter is a musicologist at UCLA and a pioneer in using new technology to introduce people to classical music.
What I'm hoping it would be is a kind of handle, a doorway, whatever metaphor you want to pick, that enables them to get a firmer hold on the piece.
Here's how the Concert Companion might work. When you arrive at the concert, you spring for an extra few bucks to rent a special PDA for the evening. There would be some introductory notes on the screen telling you about the music, and also some hints about how to use your Concert Companion. Here's part of what Mine said before Beethoven's Fifth at this summer's Aspen Music Festival in Colorado.
We're about to begin. Remember that each screen takes much less time to read than for the passage it describes to be played. Read only what is useful to you. Take in the orchestra. Exclamation point.
A computer hidden in a corner of the hall acts as a server. Using wireless technology, the computer sends text to your PDA as the music plays. A new block of text comes up about every 30 seconds or so. The text is very carefully synced up with the music.
With the unlikely combination of cellos doubled by violas, a songful, long-breathed melody unfolds over plucked string basses.
Being able to read program notes in the dark about the exact music you're hearing at that very moment is a far cry from trying to read traditional program notes printed on paper. But then again, printed programs never crashed.
During this beta test, there are about a dozen of us who have these PDAs, and it looks like everybody's having trouble at the moment. I see a lot of consternation around the concert hall and people looking at them, pushing buttons and trying to get them to work again.
The Concert Companion was tested for the first time this summer, and so far reactions from audience members are sharply divided. Some who tried it at the Aspen Music Festival said they found it distracting.
I feel like it's very hard to watch and listen to the music and read at the same time.
The big thing in going to a live performance is to see the interaction between the conductor and the musicians, and I think this detracts from that experience too much.
But most who felt that way were familiar with classical music. They already knew a lot about Beethoven's Symphony No. 5. Classical music newbies seemed to find it more helpful.
I'm the untrained ear that everybody spoke about, and I found I got a lot of information that I might not have understood, all the little nuances, because I don't know that much about music, so I did enjoy it.
Roland Valliere says drawing and inspiring just that kind of new audience member is the reason behind the Concert Companion.
It doesn't bother me in the least that the more sophisticated listeners, you know, feel that this device somehow is an impediment to the experience because they really are very grounded in classical music. This is not oriented towards them. I mean, I hope they enjoy it, and if they do, great. But this is oriented at attracting listeners that have an inclination to attend but are not coming.
Testing has continued this summer with the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. More testing is planned throughout this coming season, and developers hope the Concert Companion will be more widely available in the fall of 2004. Fred Child, NPR News. We'll be right back.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.